Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
At this one, I knew from then on that my life would never be the same, you know. He grew up loving football, you know. Absolutely loved it, and now he's 8 years old, and since the age of 4 he supported Ashwood. Yeah, I remember actually when he first started supporting us, he said, I want to support Chelsea, Dad. This was back when Mourinho was good, like. And I said, no you won't, son. You'll support Ashwood, you're a man of Kent and all that. And so I became an Ashwood fan, and now look.
Hey Steve, come on, it's okay.
I just feel like I've let him down, you know.
Steve, you haven't let anyone down.
I've neglected my duties as a father. I've given him this terrible, this awful burden.
Steve.
What have I done to my son?
Don't say that, Steve. Listen to me, mate. Ashwood will get out of this mess, okay? They always do.
I've had enough, Matt.
Come on now, Steve, come on.
I've had enough.
Have you got this weekend? Come on. Who are you going to take 3 points off, eh? Get out that relegation zone.
Liverpool.
Well, you know, who have you got after that? There's always the next game, isn't there?
Tottenham.
Right.
Oh, I can't go on like this.
Sorry?
No, I've had enough, Matt.
Steve, don't talk like that. Steve.
I can't do it no more.
Listen to me, Steve. Listen, mate.
I'm going to support Chelsea.
Steve, no, don't do it. You hear me? Don't do it. Stay with me, Steve, all right? Stay with you. You still there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, mate, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. You've still got Ivan Lloyd, haven't you, eh? He's one of the top scorers in the league.
Yeah.
That's quite something, isn't it?
Yeah, just signed a new contract too.
He's what, sorry?
Lloyd, he has signed a new contract.
Hey, how about that? Oh, that's great, Steve, isn't it? That's really great.
Mm-hmm.
Lots to be excited about in Ashwood, I think. It's just my opinion. Very exciting times.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go now, Steve. Is that all right, mate?
Yeah, it's fine, yeah. Yeah, look, thanks for listening, yeah?
No, Steve, thank you. Thank you, mate. All right. You have a good day. Okay, that was Steve in Sevenoaks, an Ashwood City fan. Now, let's talk about another club. Let's go to Duncan. He's a Crystal Palace fan. How are you doing today, Duncan?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. All good. Thanks for having me on, mate. I'm just struggling.
Why you say that, mate? Decent side you've got there at Palace.
Yeah, Palace will be fine. I just feel bad for this Ashwood City lot, you know.
Right, can we talk about a different club? Because we've only got half an hour left, Duncan, mate.
Well, I don't really have much to say about Palace, Matt. I think Royal sort things out.
Okay, thank you, Duncan. We've got a Newcastle United fan on the show. Paul, how you doing, Paul? You guys always have something to say up there in the North East.
Aye, things have turned around. You know, I think Rafa's really shown his worth now, like, and we'll be okay. I just wanted to go back briefly to Ashwood's situation.
No, that's enough now. Honestly, Paul, look, seriously, mate, my producer is insistent that no more Ashwood talk, okay?
Come on, mate, the club's a disgrace.
No, that's enough, Paul. Come on, I'll have to throw to the weather, Paul. Don't make me do it.
Oh, wait, man.
Paul, I am honestly this close to going to the weather report. What have you got to say about Newcastle United, your team?
I think Mike Ashley...
Yeah?
...is as bad as Patrick Nolan.
Right, forget it. It's Ben with the weather.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a 5-year policy of advancements they call the Offensive. On the eve of their game against Liverpool, Ashwood City chief executive Patrick Nolan is continuing matchday preparations in the comfort of his own home.
A tiny island lost in the midst of the Pacific. It's the 25-metre-long hallway, almost an interior...
It in this chamber. That is the end of
this weekend at Dartley Park. Ashwood face. Wait for this. Liverpool
out.
Oh dear. Yes, it's not going to be an easy one for the home side. Not made any easier, of course, by these comments from Jurgen Klopp following Ashwood's defeat to Huddersfield last week. If you recall, have a listen to this.
Well, Jurgen, it had the ability to be a tricky afternoon, but it was a well-deserved win for your team.
Yes. And I came in the dressing room and I thought, can this day get any better? Yes, Huddersfield won.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's even the nicest man in football, even he doesn't like Ashworth. Claire.
What a guy, and a real character of the game.
Unfucking believable, unfucking...
Hi, hello, this is the answer phone of Chris Worrall. Don't even think about leaving
God's
me a message.
For God's sake.
What do you want?
I want to know why Jurgen Klopp hates me.
Hates you?
Us. Hates Ashwood.
Because everyone hates Ashwood.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Our fans sing it routinely. Look, Patrick, I've got to go.
Hey, where are you?
I'm at the Queen Mary Hotel. I'm meeting the Liverpool staff.
We play them tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, Patrick.
So that's where they're staying, is it? The best hotel in Kent. Where does that leave our players, then?
In the usual hotel they stay in before match day.
They all stay in a hotel before a game.
Considering that the majority of them live in West London, yes.
Oh, yeah, right, I see.
You don't even know what hotel, do you? You're just worried about the cost.
I'm going to ignore that.
Good. Can I ignore the rest of this call, then?
Jess, why is Jurgen Klopp mocking us on TV?
Why does this bother you? You don't even know him.
I've met him twice.
Have you?
Yeah. Yes, you were there the second time. Remember, I made him laugh with that joke about Everton.
What joke about Everton?
The sponsorship deal with Ryanair one.
Ryanair?
Yeah. Everton, Ryanair, the quickest way to get you in and out of Europe.
Don't get it.
You had to be there.
Sure.
Well, he laughed.
He laughs at anything.
Yeah, well, he won't be anymore.
Again, why does this bother you? Claudio Ranieri slagged us off and I didn't hear you getting upset then.
Ranieri slagged us off?
Yes.
Well, he can dilly-ding-dilly-do one.
Are you finished? Can I go back to my dinner?
Jess, this whole thing is very awkward.
Why?
Because I left my wallet in Huddersfield last week.
So?
Jurgen has it.
Jurgen Klopp has your wallet?
Yes.
Explain.
Okay, I called Huddersfield. They had it. They gave it to David Wagner, who was seeing Jurgen Klopp the next day, and Jurgen Klopp was going to come and give it to me.
Patrick.
What?
Can I just pretend for one night to represent a professional elite-level football club?
We are a professional elite-level football club. It doesn't negate the fact that Jurgen Klopp has my wallet.
If you say one more thing about this fucking wallet...
All right, fine. There's a Nero card in that wallet. It's fully stamped, so that's essentially a free coffee.
Oh, can I go now?
Okay, I won't mention the wallet again. I'm not happy about this.
Oh, sticks and stones, Patrick. Sticks and John Stones.
The fact that people can go on air and say anything they want about Ashwood and everyone thinks it's a big laugh.
Right, I'm going.
It's unacceptable. It's disrespectful.
Hi, Patrick.
It's not on, Jess. Jess.
Thinking, who's going to stay up, who's going to go down? Look at the bottom of the table, right? There's two teams in there, and they're a great case study, yeah? You've got Fulham and you've got Ashwood, right? Now, the simple question is, are Fulham going to stay in the league? Yes. Are Ashwood going to stay in the league? No.
Yeah, but you say that, Billy, but why?
Right, now think, yeah? Fulham have changed their manager. They bring in Ranieri, right? He knows the league. Ashwood changed their manager. They bring in Felix. He doesn't have a clue. Right? Fulham has spent all this money, so they got loads of squad depth. Ashford got none of that. And Felix has come in, and he's got one job. And no, that one job is not to go and get 3 points at home tomorrow against Liverpool, because it's not going to happen. And the club know it's not going to happen, and the fans know it's not going to happen. But that's not what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to beat Cardiff at home, and he didn't. He shipped 6 goals, if you remember. And he's got to beat Huddersfield Town. I mean, my word! Anybody going to Huddersfield is going to come away with some.
Woody.
Patrick?
Have you seen this Klopp stuff?
Probably not. I can't look at him, pal. It's the teeth. I just can't do it.
He says the best thing about last weekend was that Huddersfield beat us.
Best thing about last weekend was Alan Hunton's goal.
According to every analyst in the country, we are fucked.
Ah, we're just in choppy waters, that's all.
Are we going to stay afloat, Woody? Seriously now?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Never mind aye, aye, Captain. We're full steam ahead. There's an iceberg in the distance and Kate Winslet has her tits out.
Stop listening to the pundits, pal.
They're saying we're fucked.
Stick to the plan.
The plan?
Aye, we bump off Felix after these four games, then get in someone to clean up this mess.
God, Kim and Aggie couldn't clean up this mess.
Who?
Look, what Klopp said isn't acceptable, and it isn't acceptable that these things get laughed off.
What do you want me to do about it?
They're staying at a hotel in Ashwood.
Aye. Which one?
I can't remember.
Ah, never mind. Night, pal.
Jess is there, having a dinner.
We'll ask her which one.
No.
Why?
Because.
Right.
Look, Jürgen has my wallet, and I don't want to be meeting with him tomorrow after what he's been saying.
Wallet?
Yes, my wallet.
You have gone absolutely mad.
Look, he's already stated how much he hates the club, and now this. It's not a coincidence, is it?
Aye, but we play tomorrow. Surely that was the agreed handover.
No, the civil thing to do would have been to get it back to me as soon as he arrived in Ashwood.
Civil?
Yeah, he could have sent a little minion or James Milner to drop it off to the offices as soon as they arrived in Ashwood, but no. Oh, no, not Jürgen. He's got a point to prove.
Something tells me this isn't about the wallet.
Okay, fine, maybe it isn't, but this isn't how I wanted to spend my Friday night, dealing with downright offensive comments like these.
Who cares? It's Liverpool. As far as they're concerned, they're the only club in Europe.
They're not even the only club in Liverpool.
Exactly. Fuck them.
It's not right. It makes us look weak, it's insulting to our supporters, and it drives down the value of the club.
Oh, boo fucking who? Our supporters are upset. And the value of the club? Who gives a Danny shit about the value of the club?
I do.
Why?
Because I fucking do.
Just put the TV on, pal. Relax yourself. Friday night football, Cardiff versus Wolves is on Sky.
I'm not putting that on, for Christ's sake.
Right, I'll go get it.
What?
The Crystal Skull, what do you fucking think?
My wallet.
Aye. And you have no idea what hotel they're in.
A queen. There was a queen involved.
The Elizabethan?
Yeah.
That shit'll, they'd be better off in the Ken Bates Motel.
They get what they deserve.
The entire squad and all the staff are at this hotel, right? Because a few of those Liverpool lads, they don't like me.
Like who?
The little fella who's married to Gerard Piquet.
Shaqiri?
Aye, hates me. Tried to sign him in the summer. Didn't go too well.
Yeah, so it would seem, Woody.
Right, go away now. I've got to phone the hotel. Let them know I'm coming. Might book a table, actually. I'm starving.
Oh, don't do that. It's a bigger message if you turn up unannounced. That will really hit home.
Right, so I'll just waltz into the hotel and demand to speak to Jürgen Klopp then.
Tell him you're Ashwood City's sporting director and it's with regards to tomorrow's game.
Right. Put some pants on.
Yeah, if you could. Let me know everything. Blow-by-blow account. And if you can, make sure you actually speak to Jürgen in person.
Can't do that, pal. The teeth. Honestly.
Now, listen. There's a Nero loyalty card in the... Woody? You still there?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hi there, my name's Chris Waddle. I represent Ashford City Football Club and I've been requested by Jurgen Klopp to meet with him.
I know who you are.
Great. I need to speak with Jurgen. It's urgent. Can you tell me what room he's in, please?
No.
Okay. If you send for him, does that work for you?
For me, no.
No, not him. The manager, Klopp. Jurgen Klopp.
I can't divulge the name of guests staying in this hotel.
It's fine. I know all their names. Trent, Alexander and Arnold. Just buzz the manager and get him down here.
I don't think you understand.
Also, can you ask him to wear a gum shield or a balaclava or something?
Mr. Waddle, let me make this clear. I cannot provide you with information about our guests.
I'm not asking you for a starting lineup or their corner routines. I just need to speak to one of them.
Hotel policy. Can't be changed. Not even for you, I'm afraid.
So, you know who I am?
Yes.
And you know we're playing Liverpool tomorrow?
Yes, I know. I'm going.
So why would you turn me away from an important meeting with Jurgen Klopp?
It is of no concern of mine who the meeting is with. If they're a guest of this hotel, then I can't help you without their permission. Hotel policy.
Right. You've got a stadium ban.
Don't be ridiculous.
Club policy. Now fuck off.
I work here?
Then I will fuck off. Gladly.
Oh, where are you going?
To the bar.
You're in the wrong hotel for what you're looking for, Mr. Woodall.
What's that? A fucking drink? Hey, you fucking do your job and I'll do mine. You're damn good at yours, by the way, standing there hours on end. What degree did you get for that?
What degree did you get for tearing the heart out of our football club?
I got a fucking PhD in it. I'm a heart surgeon. Now, will you please excuse me? I'm trying to fuck off. For fuck's sake.
What can I get for you, sir?
Anything with the word Glenn in it. Glenn Fiddick, Glenn Livett, Glenn Whelan, anything.
How'd it go? What's going on?
Not allowed, pal.
That's a lie.
Why would it be a lie?
Because it is. This is mind games from Klopp.
It's the fucking Hunger Games. Can I go home?
This is Klopp. Believe me.
Pal, I didn't get past reception.
Yeah, well, this is war now.
Okay, let's do our talking on the pitch, eh? Isn't that what they say?
No, I'm planning a preemptive strike.
I'm usually the unstable one, Patrick. This is not a good look for you.
Woody, I need you to look around for a fire alarm.
Aye, I see one.
Give it a bit, then set off that alarm. Wake them all up, every single one of them.
This is more like it.
I want every Liverpool player disrupted from their sleep. They thought Ferguson played mind games. This is fucking mind games.
Will they all be asleep? What time is it?
Oh, it's Fergie time, my friend.
Oh, seriously, what's the time?
Half 10.
That's perfect. Footballers are like toddlers. They go to sleep before 9 and cry all afternoon.
I want every last one of them awake, okay? Even the keeper. What's her name? Amanda?
Alison.
Yeah, that's the one. Wake them up. Shit them up.
You got it, big man.
Fire away, Woodall.
Here you go, sir. Can I interest you in anything else?
Nah, that's everything. Just charge this to room 101.
Excellent. Are you with the matchday squad?
I certainly am, pal. Aye. Do you know what, actually? Add on about... five bottles of Dom Perignon to that, if that's all right, please, pal.
Not a problem, sir.
And also, sorry, one more thing. Can you just turn that TV up, please, son?
Absolutely, sir.
What's your fixture of the weekend? Well, it's got to be Arsenal-Tottenham for me, hasn't it? I think, well, I say for me, it's got to be for everybody. I mean, it's a great game. Historically, loads of goals, red cards, all that kind of stuff. But also, I mean, it's a terrific derby, and it's a great barometer of where these two teams are. Absolutely, Billy. We're looking at the fixture list now. What are you? Any other games you see in there that should be something to look out for? I'm not just saying this, I think Ashwood v Liverpool.
Come on now.
What?
You think it's going to be a close game?
No, absolutely. No, I didn't mean that. It's not going to be close at all. I've captained Salah in my fantasy team.
Me too.
No, but seriously, it should be an absolute bloodbath.
So can I get a score prediction for you on that one?
I don't think I can count that high. I've only got 10 fingers.
Goodness me.
Right, poor fuck this.
Really, really great
right,
stuff.
This is fucking it.
Excuse me. I beg your pardon.
No, just Jalfrezi. No, I don't want rice. No, I don't want any rice because I'm going to use the naan as an absorbent. No, I'm not going to dip it. No, it's going to be underneath. Underneath the curry, yes. Yeah, right. No, listen, the naan will be the foundations and I will place the curry on top of it like a naan bap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, like a Jalfrezi on toast. So no rice will be required, okay? Okay, great. Can you hold, please? Just for one moment. Thank you. Woody.
Mission complete.
Excellent. Can you see any of them?
Not yet, pal.
Okay. Is Jess there?
Jess who?
Jessie Lingard. Who do you think?
Our Jess.
Yes, our Jess.
Why would she be here?
Because she's having dinner with the Liverpool staff.
Patrick, I've just been in the restaurant. She's not there.
Oh. Ah, maybe she's gone home. Can you see any of them yet? What?
I can see.
Who? Who can you see? Is it Salah? Tell me it's Salah. Better take him out of my fantasy team, actually.
I can see Felix.
Felix. No, I don't know any Liverpool players called Felix.
No, I can see Felix. Our Felix.
What?
I can see Felix and I can see Kieran too and Ivan. Oh, God.
2 seconds. No, sorry, 2 more minutes. No poppadoms. Just hold, please.
Patrick, I swear to God, I was just in the middle of the Ryanair Everton joke.
That's my joke.
What do you want?
Jess, where are you?
The Queen Mary. Are you losing your mind?
What's it like there?
Why don't you check TripAdvisor?
Is it loud?
Is it loud? I mean, fairly busy, it's not loud.
Not loud as in people, as in alarms.
Patrick, what's going on?
Nothing.
Good, now can I get back to my dinner and the wine?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Oh, by the way, Felix has your wallet.
What?
Felix has it. I saw Jürgen earlier and he's already had it carried over to the Elizabethan.
Oh, that's great news.
Lovely guy.
Yeah, lovely guy.
Okay, I'm going now.
Yeah, absolutely. Good work. I'll see you tomorrow.
Patrick, I think we have a problem.
Woody, get out of there now. Hello? Oh, right, yeah. Jalfrezi, garlic naan, one bhaji. Thank you. 1350, sure. Let me just get my card. Oh, for fuck's sake. look, right, I come in a lot. I don't have my wallet with me right now. I do have a loyalty card. Hello? Oh, God.
Full-time whistles ringing out across the country. It's all wrapped up in Kent. We're going to go to Martin at Dartley Park, where Mohamed Salah has been unstoppable. What's the damage, Martin?
A difficult day for Ashwood. They held on for the first half, but in the second half, they just looked so tired, Phil. Really exhausted. Liverpool exploited that and scored 3 goals in the last 20 minutes. Felix Grosjean has to wait another week at least until he's first with his Ashwood head coach. It's finished. Very tired Ashwood 0, very energised Liverpool 3.
That was Martin at Dartley Park. Thanks, Martin. Let's go to Selhurst Park now. Crystal Palace hosted Burnley. John was there for us.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production. We'll be right back.